It is 8:10 on the square here in downtown Monmouth. Have a temperature of minus 10. Humidity's at 81%. Your wind's blowing 3 miles per hour out of the northwest. Forecast for the rest of today, sunny with a high near 15, but wind chills still below zero at minus 5. Light and variable wind becoming south 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a temperature rising to around 15 degrees by 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wind chills still below zero at minus 5. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warming up to a high of 35 by late afternoon. South wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, some patchy fog creeping into the area. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Saturday, patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high near 40. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. And Sunday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 38 degrees. With me in the studio, I have Jenna Link from the Warren County Health Department. Jenna, how you doing?
I'm great.
It is really cold right now.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that crazy? But it's going to be warmer.
Spring will be here at some point.
That's what they keep telling me. I don't believe it. But I will say this winter's been far better than the winter we had last year.
Yeah. We really shouldn't complain too much.
Yeah, I know. But the sicknesses seems like it's been almost worse this winter.
Oh, December was bad. It was just, there was a lot of the respiratory flu, a lot of the gastrointestinal illness, and Christmas break couldn't come soon enough to separate all the kids out.
That's right. And keeping our local hospitals and doctor's offices busy.
Yes, very busy.
And the health department as well.
And the health department. So.
Yeah. What's going on up there?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we're still doing some flu vaccinations. It's not too late. If you still wanted to get it, you could get it. Because we typically see three little peaks in the flu every year. And so, you know, about March, we'll see another little wave of it go through. So it's never too late to get that flu vaccine.
But I've avoided it so far. I mean, the big ones.
Say
I've
that
avoided
out loud.
I know. I know. We talked off there. I think that might be what's keeping me from getting it. I just keep saying it. I've yet to get it. It is February is Heart Health Month.
Exactly.
That's a big month. I mean, that's a big deal.
It is. It's really, the purpose is to raise awareness about heart disease and what the signs and risk factors are for a heart attack.
Let's talk about those signs.
Sure. The symptoms typically, you know, I think TV and movies portray a heart attack as that instant, sudden, oh my gosh, and not always is that necessarily the case. Okay. A lot of times it can be very subtle and minor, and so it's really important to be in tune with your body and recognize what's going on. And so there can be chest pain and discomfort, upper body pain or discomfort, sometimes in like the arm, the back, the neck, and even the jaw. Some have even complained of a toothache. There's shortness of breath, fatigue, lightheadedness, nausea, cold sweats, and even stomach pain. So those can all be some subtle symptoms that there might be something going on.
Is it numbness? From what I've always heard, numbness. Is that just like kind of an old wives' tale?
Nope. Okay. Exactly. There'll be numbness. Sometimes maybe on one side of the body or the other. Okay. So.
Okay. Good. And anything else we're looking for, or what's the next phase in that?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do to lower your risk. Some of the risk factors, obviously, age as we get older. There's some family and genetic predisposition to a heart attack or heart disease, being overweight, smoking, all of those things. And so out of all the deaths nationwide, 1 in 4 can be linked back to a form of heart disease. So we tell people, make sure you stay active. At least 30 minutes of physical activity every day is fabulous. Watch your weight. Watch what you're eating. If you're a smoker, you should stop smoking. Minimize the amount of alcohol that you drink. And then, you know, routinely monitor and check your cholesterol and blood pressure. And if you do all of those things, you can actually reduce your risk by 80%.
Yeah, I need to watch all of that stuff, except for the smoking part. I don't smoke, but I need to watch what I eat. I need to get more exercise.
Right.
But, and like I said, 30 minutes a day, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to run like, you know, 87 miles.
No.
But
you want to get that heart pumping
right, a little bit.
You know, 30 minutes isn't a lot.
No, not
during
really.
Commercial breaks. Get off the couch and do some things.
I've got a treadmill in my basement that is set up right in front of the TV. Perfect setup.
Oh, yeah.
And I still don't use it. I got to get on that thing. That was my New Year's resolution.
Good.
Was to get on the treadmill.
A lot of people, I think, have had that resolution. I've been out at the Y, and between 4:30 and 5:30, that cardio room is packed. You can't find a treadmill
or a bike for anything.
So it's great. Now the trick is just to keep that up.
right. And do you guys have anything going on this month for Heart Health Month?
Just really raising awareness. We always offer cholesterol screenings. You can come anytime and have your blood pressure checked free of charge. We don't charge to do that. So, you know, take advantage of that. We are, in April is National Public Health Week, the first full week in April, and we're going to be offering kind of a panel of screenings at a discounted rate. So, you know, take advantage of those things. We do have our prostate screening grant again, so we're drawing blood and checking PSA levels for men over 40. It's also Pediatric Dental Month, and so we're in the schools right now doing some oral health education for kindergarten and preschool, taking them toothbrushes and toothpaste and teaching them how often to brush their teeth. So just lots of different things going on right now.
Yeah, health-wise, it's good to grab the kids as young as you can to get them thinking about it early on.
Start those habits, those good habits early, and carry them through their whole lifetime.
Good, good. And a big day coming up tomorrow as well.
Friday is Wear Red Day for women. So that's kind of just to promote heart health awareness, especially in women, because it is the number one killer for women is heart disease. So
good. So everybody wear red tomorrow.
Exactly.
At least the women, or is it everybody, or is it more geared towards the women?
No, everybody red? Can. Support okay. Your favorite lady. Wear red.
So I'm not going to get in trouble if I
no,
wear red tomorrow.
Absolutely not.
Good. That's great. What else going on at the health department? Anything coming up or any things you need to promote? Or?
Well, we're moving forward on our dental grant. We've actually secured a location.
Good.
And it will be in the building right next door to where we're at right now. So
awesome.
We close on that in the next week, and we'll get moving forward on renovating and getting ready for that.
Good, good. So Heart Health Month this month of February, so awareness out there is take a look at your heart.
Exactly.
And coming in for the you have free blood pressure screenings. I heard you say
free
that.
Free blood pressure screenings. You can get a cholesterol screen done. I think it's like $20 or $25. Mm-hmm. It's really inexpensive. And it gives you all the different levels of cholesterol and types. And, you know, they can go through with you what those levels mean and what you should be doing to adjust that.
And pay attention to those signs. Give the signs right. just one more time.
One more time. Chest pain or discomfort, upper body pain or discomfort, typically in the arm, the back, the neck, or the jaw. It can be shortness of breath, fatigue, lightheadedness, nausea, cold sweats, or stomach pain. And if you're feeling any of those things, immediately call 911. There's a lot of things they can do in that ambulance mm-hmm. to check things out ahead, call the hospital, give them the heads up of what's going on, and just that treatment and response time is cut down and a lot faster. So,
and that's critical, I think,
which is critical.
Like this.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Jenna. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. Maybe before the first week of April.
That sounds good.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Jenna.
Thank you.
With the Warren County Health Department, that was Jenna Link. Coming up here on 1330 WRM, we'll take a look at Brownfield.